Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line by Nate Glubish, the Minister of Service Alberta. We know you've been busy with a number of things recently, Minister, so we appreciate you taking the time to join us here today.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, one of the first things I want to talk about today, this is something that kind of caught my attention recently, was payment solutions for construction workers. I understand there's some new, prompt payment rules for the construction industry. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's kind of happening there, Minister?
Sure. Well, one of the things that surprised me to learn as a new minister a couple of years ago, but I heard it loud and clear from the construction industry, is that there was a significant problem in Alberta surrounding timeliness of payment for work that had been completed. And in a nutshell, companies just weren't paying the workers that had completed work for them in a timely manner, when it used to take an average of about 40 days for a payment to be made. That average had increased to well over 70 days. And keep in mind, that's just an average. So in extreme cases, we were seeing 100, 120 days before payments were made. And so you can imagine, like, as a small business, how are you able to plan to run your business? And how are you able to pay your employees and to pay your bills if the contractor that you're working for is taking that long to pay you? It just doesn't work. Everything starts to break down. And so what we were hearing loud and clear from the construction industry is, we need your help. Come in and work with us to develop some prompt payment guidelines and rules so that we can get the construction industry back to a healthy position where everyone plays by the same rules, everyone's clear on what the rules are, and we can move forward and build for the future. And that's what our prompt payment legislation and supporting regulations are all about. And so recently we've announced that we've completed the regulatory work to support the prompt payment legislation, and it will be proclaimed into force this summer, later in August.
And so those new rules will kick in August of this year. As you mentioned, there are some of the concerns that you had heard from the industry on this. What exactly with these regulations coming in? What all is this covered as part of this?
Number one, we'll make it very clear that the payments need to be made within 28 days, 28 calendar days, of the submission of a proper invoice. And I won't get into too much detail on what a proper invoice is, but the key thing is the regulations and legislation define what a proper invoice and how frequently they need to be submitted. This way, we can start the clock and say, once work has been completed, once an invoice has been submitted, folks will know that they're going to get paid within 28 days. And then beyond that, any subtrades who were a part of that work would be paid within 7 days of that initial payment. So if you think about it this way, at the top, you have a project developer, and then below them they have a general contractor. So the general contractor would submit an invoice to the developer. Within 28 days, the developer has to pay the contractor. And then within 7 days after that payment being made, that general contractor needs to pay their subtrades. And then so on and so forth, each layer of subtrades down the chain. This way we can ensure that the money that needs to be paid for work that's been completed will flow through the construction industry all the way from the top to the bottom, ensuring that people get paid timely, in a timely manner, and can plan their affairs accordingly. So that's at its core, that's what prompt payment is all about. Of course, our prompt payment system will also include a dispute resolution system, so that if folks have a disagreement over an invoice or over a payment, that there is a construction industry specific place where they can go to bring forward their dispute, to get an adjudication dealt with, and to get a resolution in a timely manner. And so those two pieces are the core of the prompt payment framework. Of course, there's lots more details, but for your listeners' benefit, that gives a sense of what they can expect to see when this comes into force this summer.
And when we talk about, construction and how, big infrastructure projects can help the economy, like just in kind of our regional come ahead, some ones I know that are coming up are, include like new schools in Peace River and Manning, and new seniors lodges in Manning and Spirit River. There's a new healthcare center coming to Lacrete. So, with prompts talk a lot about economic recovery and, different infrastructure projects and construction work. Do you think that, this helping these, workers, get paid more, quickly with the work that's happening there? Do you think that this will really help the economy here and the sort of the construction industry as part of this economic recovery here?
Oh, absolutely. This definitely plays into the Alberta Recovery Plan and our focus to ensure that we're able to create jobs and encourage investment. By ensuring that our construction industry is stronger and more healthy, we will encourage more hiring, more jobs, more investment, more expansion. We will ensure that the companies working in that space are in a stronger position, and the folks working for them are in a stronger position. We know that 1 in 10 Albertans works in the construction industry in Alberta. So this is a huge industry with very real impacts on everyday Albertans all across the province. And that's why I'm so excited that we've been able to get to the finish line here, proverbially speaking, to launch this new prompt payment framework. And I'm also just so grateful to all of the folks from the construction industry that worked with us on fleshing out the problem, identifying a path forward, and working with us to iron out the details, which are now have now been announced and will be in place this summer.
And speaking of things getting built, we know that another thing that you're busy with, of course, is the rural broadband strategy, and which is something that I know a lot of people in this region are certainly eager to see happen up here. Is there any kind of updates you can sort of give us into kind of what's sort of happening on that front?
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, it's a timely question. Just last week, as you know, we released Budget 2022. And a part of Budget 2022 included an increased financial commitment for rural connectivity infrastructure. So you may recall last year I had announced that the Government of Alberta was committing $150 million towards developing additional high-speed connectivity for rural, remote, and Indigenous communities across the province. And then later on that year, in December of 2021, I was able to announce that we had successfully negotiated with the federal government to match our funding commitment for an additional $150 million. So that brought us up to $300 million. And since then, we've been working together with the federal government to evaluate hundreds and hundreds of applications for really exciting projects that will help to bring reliable high-speed internet to rural Alberta. And we'll be announcing the initial projects that will be funded by that first $300 million very, very soon, with the intention of having shovels in the ground on many of those projects as early as this construction season, this spring and summer. But what I want to point out from Budget 2022 is that we increased that initial $150 million commitment to $390 million over 4 years. So this is some huge momentum to help get us headed in the right direction towards reaching universal connectivity to ensure that every Albertan, regardless of where they live in this province, will have access to reliable high-speed internet. We believe that with this $390 million commitment, we now have a credible path towards reaching that important goal. We will continue to work with the federal government to encourage them to match our increased financial commitment. My hope is that we'll be able to get them to match the full thing, the full amount. And if we can do that, adding to the total commitment from the Government of Alberta, the Government of Canada, the amounts of, that we are confident we can secure from the private sector partners who will actually end up building this infrastructure, we know we can get north of $1 billion, and that is the amount we need in order to reach universal connectivity. So the last week's budget and our related broadband announcement should give Albertans who live in rural Alberta some confidence that we have a plan. It's a credible, comprehensive plan, and it's a funded plan that will get universal connectivity, and we are committed to getting the job done. So I'm really excited about that announcement.
Well, I definitely do have a number of things going on with you. Now, I'm curious. Now, we always like to ask a little personal question or two of our guests here on the hot seat, just to show that these politicians do have a personal side. Now, when it comes to you, in the moments where you do have, some sort of free time, if you will, what are kind of some things you kind of do when you have those opportunities?
Well, I don't have a lot of free time, but when I do, my number one priority is to spend time with my son, Max. He's 2.5 years old now, that's the best part of my day is when I can get home to have supper and deal with bath time and bedtime routine with him. So whenever I can, that's what I try to make as a priority. And being a father is the best part of my life. My wife and I, we've been married 14 years this summer. And we've been wanting to start a family for a long time. And I know that there's a lot of Albertans who starting a family doesn't come as easily as you might have expected. And that was the case for us. And so we just had Max in 2019. And he's the light of our life.
I'll let you go home and be a family man, I guess. But Service Alberta Minister Nate Glubish, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a real pleasure.